Okay, welcome back. So here's the process that we're about to do. You've got your goal and you've got the last step, the last thing that has to happen so that you know you've got it. Now, in a moment, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you imagine stepping into that last step. So you'll associate into the last step so that you're looking through your own eyes. Not yet, but in a moment. You'll associate into it so that you're looking through your own eyes, hearing the sounds around you, and feeling the feelings of being inside the event. It'll be as if you're right there inside of it. Then what we're going to do is we're going to adjust the qualities of that picture. It's kind of like the knobs at the bottom of the television set. What we're really adjusting is the submodality distinctions to make it the most real for you. So we may adjust the brightness of the picture, or if it's a black and white picture, we may change it to color, or I may have you to zoom in on a certain part, like the zoom lens on a camera. We may adjust the sounds. We may adjust the feelings in the picture as well. All of the submodality distinctions, we're going to turn them up to make them the most real. Then at that point, what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you disassociate from the picture. I'm going to have you step out of it, but leave your body in it so you see yourself in the picture. Now, this is a very important step in the process. Why? Because most people that visualize goals imagine themselves inside that goal and they never dissociate from it. Now, the fact is that in neuro-linguistic programming, present state is always associated, desired state is always disassociated. Kind of like when we did a swish pattern. We had the present state was associated, desired state was disassociated. You may ask why? Because disassociation provides momentum toward a compelling future. If you're associated in your goal, it's as if you've already got it. And what that does is it creates no tension to move toward it. It's kind of like this. If you could imagine putting a rubber band around, if you had the flats of your palms together with the fingers touching and you placed a rubber band between your hands, there's no tension, or around the two hands, there's no tension. But if you began to move those hands apart with that same rubber band around it, there then becomes tension between the two hands to snap back together. And that's the effect of disassociating from the picture before you place it out in your future. So when we're first in it, we want to be associated in it, really experience those emotions of having accomplished that goal. But then at that point, once we've done that, and once we've adjusted the submodality distinctions, you want to disassociate from the picture and place the disassociated picture out in your future timeline. And that's what creates the tension that snaps you forward as if there were a rubber band stretched out between you and that picture that snaps you toward it and causes that goal to actually happen. So it's important that once you've associated into it and we've adjusted the submodality distinctions, that you then disassociate from the picture and we take the disassociated picture and we put it out into your future timeline. And that's another piece of this process that really causes it to produce results. So once I've had you inside the picture, you've really experienced it, then you'll disassociate from the picture and you'll leave your body in it so you see yourself in it, almost like a Polaroid or a snapshot. Then once you've done that, I'm going to have you imagine in your mind's eye floating up above your timeline with that picture, either in your hands or in your mind's eye. And you'll float right up above now so that the timeline's stretched out below you. Now, at this point, once you're above the timeline, it's time to energize the picture with four ha breaths. What do I mean by that? You're going to actually, we'll do this together. Not yet, I'm just describing the process. We'll do this together. I'll have you inhale and then exhale as you make the ha sound. And you'll blow all of the life force energy into the picture that the picture needs to actually occur. So you blow that life force energy into the internal representation of the last step. And this will all be done above the timeline. And we'll do that four times. Now, this may sound a little strange to some of you. What it really is just, I hesitate to use the word ritual, but it really is. It's just a ritual that symbolizes blowing your life force energy into that picture. So I find that it's an important step of the process. And even people in business can do it because what it does is it symbolizes blowing your life force energy into that picture to make it occur. So we'll do that four times. And then what you'll do is you'll go ahead and you'll float out into the future until you arrive right up above the date where you said that that event would occur. Okay, and then when I say, you'll simply drop the internal representation down into the timeline, right where you said it would occur. Now, I'm just describing the process now. Don't worry, you don't have to remember all this at this point. I'll walk you through it, and it will be easy for you. And then you can go back and listen to the tape again if you're going to use this with other people for coaching purposes. But what you'll do is you'll drop the internal representation down into the timeline. And then I'm going to have you turn and look back toward now. And you'll notice that the entire timeline shifts. It reevaluates itself in light of the new event that you've placed out there. Everything that has to happen to lead up to that event will rapidly and unconsciously shift in the timeline in order to support that event. And also, you'll turn and you'll look off toward the future. And you'll notice that the future, the entire future changes as well. This one event was a cause set in motion that changed your entire future timeline. It made it more bright and brilliant and alive. So that's the entire process. Then I'll have you come all the way back toward now. That's the process in a nutshell. This process, actually, while it sounds like a complicated process or like a long process, it's not at all. It's actually quite simple. It's quite easy. And you can do this on the fly in 2 minutes. I use this process sometimes as much as 5 times a day. See, as I mentioned before, the moment you get clear on what your outcome is for anything, you're empowered. Right? See, in life, we don't get what we want. We get what we expect. And what this process does is it sets unconscious expectations that are exactly what you want, very specific and precision-based, and whatever you're doing. So if before you go into a meeting, you do this, it becomes very powerful. Before you go on a sales call, if you're going in to meet somebody for the first time, or any type of outcome, some performance, any type of outcome that you have, you can place the outcome out in your future and set your unconscious expectations. Very powerful for navigating your future. So it's time to do the process. So what I'd like you to do right now is you need to find yourself someplace where you're not driving a car, where you can stop. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road. If you're at home, that's perfect. But it's time to do the process right now and play it 100% and have fun with this.